And I got it. I got it. And I got it in big measure. It was an overwhelming sea change for my life. My eyes opened. I felt. I saw. I knew. I hear religious people say, have faith. I don't have to have faith. Hell, I know. I know because of what happened to me. I know what a miracle is. At the meetings I attend in Mexico, one of the things they do at every meeting is ask about new sponsors, and the phraseology for that is, are there any new miracles among us today? And I always feel like standing up. Because any day a fat guy like me can eat normally with peace and serenity is miraculous. Thank you. John went to the AA groups in our area of Texas, three of them, and asked them if they would accept me. I've never had an alcohol problem. I had a glass of wine with dinner tonight. I'm not an alcoholic, wasn't then, not ever been a problem for me. But he asked them if they would accept me. I shall be forever eternally grateful to all of those folks because they accepted me at open meetings, closed meetings, retreats, coffee meetings, whatever they had and whatever they were doing and whenever they were doing it, I was welcome and they saved my life. And I have a hard time understanding the people that say, well, I just can't identify with alcoholics. I tell you what, they are exactly like I am. If you're like I am, I think you're exactly like an alcoholic because you're doing something absolutely irrational, insane, despite the fact that you want everything, would give anything in the world to not do that. That's alcoholics, and that's me. At that time, all of the AA retreats in Texas included 24 hours of silence. And when I went to my first one, friend said, hell, AG, you'll bust. Well, it was a risk, all right enough. But I didn't bust. And I found corporate silence to be the most powerful tool for spiritual growth I have ever found, and I still feel that way about it. And if any of you ever want to know how to hold a silent retreat, just write me a note and send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and I'll put my address on something before I leave here. Just send me a note with a self-addressed stamped envelope and I'll send you an information sheet on how to hold a silent retreat. I'm going to talk a little about OA history, and every time I do that, Roseanne jumps on me and says, hell, don't tell them all that. It's in the book. Hold up the book, okay? There's the book. If you want to know about OA history, go buy the book, okay? I'm going to talk about it a little bit tonight. I think the book is well done. Roseanne wrote it. I did have some involvement in it. It was a very interesting project. It caused both of us to relive a lot of times that were really almost beyond the edge of memory. It was an interesting thing, and I think personally it's well done. After I had 34 days of not breaking my diet, I made one of the very few successful 12-step calls I ever made on Norma B., who had lived across the street from me, and I knew that Norma was like I was. And I called on Norma. She caught fire with the idea immediately, spiritual awakening very quickly, and she and I and John formed an organization called Gluttons Anonymous. You still hear me use that word every time I talk. If you want to know what I am and how I am, get any good dictionary and look up the word glutton. Hell, you'd think they knew me, because that's me, that's how I am. Anyway, we began a lot of ups and downs, but we eventually grew to have five groups of Gluttons Anonymous. Finally, we heard about Overeaters Anonymous through the AA World Service Office in New York. And one Sunday night at our meeting in Luling, I called Roseanne